friends say it will let go. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. This year, Not a Surf marks 20 years of paving its own way in the music world. At a time when most bands might be content to live off past successes, Not a Surf, who had that early success with their breakout hit Popular, are instead making some of the best new music of their career, with this recent album called You Know Who You Are. And they've just announced a new album called Peaceful Ghosts, which will be a live concert recording with a Berlin-based orchestra. We'll find out more about that, but first, let's hear the band playing a track from that latest album. This is called Friend Hospital. It's Not a Surf, live on Soundcheck.
Sharp advice saves my life.
That is the band Not a Surf, live here in the Soundcheck studio with their song Friend Hospital, an oddly named track from their most recent album called You Know Who You Are. And at this point, maybe you know who the members of Not a Surf are. They've been with us before. Matthew Cause on vocals and guitar. Matthew, good to see you again.
Great to see you, John.
With Ira Elliott behind our drum kit doing some more vocals. And Daniel Lorca playing the bass and still more vocals. So that title, You Know Who You Are,
yeah,
is that kind of a statement of where you guys are 20 years on? I mean, normally that's a phrase we aim at someone else, but it seems to me it might be a little self-reflective.
Right. Well, that's a kind of a bonus meaning, I guess. You know, it's nice to have titles maybe that have multiple interpretations, but actually it's aspirational. It's addressed to myself or to anyone who, you know, is in a situation where maybe there's a question they can't answer, or a situation A, B, and they don't know which to choose, mm-hmm. and they're looking for their gut feeling, and maybe they have conflicting gut feelings. And there's a song called Out of the Dark on this record, which speaks about that directly, and it's saying, you know, if you don't know what to do, try and eat some regular meals,
right.
Get some
get
sleep,
out and
go
see other
friends,
people,
and,
yeah.
and maybe eventually, probably, you'll know.
You don't have to run around the park. You don't have to be some kind of hero, but it'd be good to get out of the dark and get yourself around some other people. Not everyone can make New York feel new or wipe away.
This band's career over 20 years, there have been numerous twists and turns. You know, you started as a kind of a major label band with a pop hit and kind of morphed into really a kind of quintessential indie rock band, doing it yourselves,
yeah.
and finding your own way.
Yeah.
Could you have seen back in 96, could you have imagined Not a Surf 20 years later?
Well, the thing is, this is what we were trying to imagine, was just what has happened over the last, say, 18 years. But the first two, being on a major label, it's not really how we, it's not how we planned it, but it's just what happened. You know, I know that what actual label you're on doesn't necessarily, shouldn't dictate, you know, what kind of band you are, but in fact, we wanted to be on that kind of a label, you know, mm-hmm. Matador, Merge, something like that, but it just didn't pan out.
Yeah.
And we ended up being scooped up a little bit, and we had a feeling it would go a little weird, and it did. But that's all right, you know, that's all right.
Yeah, well, and then here you are 20 years later, and this has been a really busy year for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
In the spring, the album came out, You Know Who You Are. You're now touring that around both sides of the Atlantic. And it's funny you mentioned the song Out of the Dark, because on the record, that song has a really neat horn section,
mm-hmm.
which kind of gets into the world of arranging and orchestration, a world that you guys are now plunging into
yeah.
at the deep end.
That's right. Well, it's funny. The guy who plays the horns on that song, Martin Wenk, is a trumpet player in Calexico, and he's toured with us pretty often as a sort of fifth member. And he produced this orchestral record. And that is to say that he chose the composer, he chose the songs, and it turns out Calexico had done it the year before. So it all just lined up perfectly, and we asked Martin, and he did a great job.
Martin and Calexico have been here with us on a couple of occasions, and you mentioned him as the fifth member. The fourth then would be Doug Gillard.
Doug Gillard, that's right.
The guitarist from Guided by Voices. So you've kind of roped him into this
Yeah,
little,
we have.
Little musical rodeo as well.
Yeah, over the years. He's not here today. He has a show with them, but he played on our covers record, If I Had a Hi-Fi, and within 12 minutes, within the span of the first three songs that he played on, he became kind of essential, you know. We couldn't play those particular tracks without him, and then we brought him on that the tour for that record, and then we finally just wanted him to play with us whenever he can.
Yeah.
So great.
But still, going from, you know, Martin in the studio with a overdubbed trumpet to a 50 or 60 piece symphony orchestra.
Oh man.
That's a big step.
It was a big step.
How did it feel to be in the middle? I mean, people don't understand how loud an orchestra is when you're in the middle of it.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. It was like, it was like being in a film or something, because the songs were much more filmic. And also, it's kind of shocking to hear something that you know so well, because, you know, songs that we've played hundreds of times be completely transformed. And you try not to lose the plot. I found all I really wanted to do was listen, but I had to keep singing, you know. And then we're watching the conductor and trying to understand classical time versus rock time, and it was really wonderful. A little destabilizing, but mostly like wondrous, you know. We just couldn't believe it was happening. Great.
And who did the arrangements?
A guy called Max Knoth. I think that's Knoth, and he is from Hamburg, and he did the Klecksko one, and he's very kind of John Barry,
the guy who did the James Bond.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. That's right. So it was those kinds of arrangements, which was great because, you know, they could have been simpler. They could have been just purely supportive, but actually they were kind of challenging. And that was, you know, that was really good because it was transformative.
Well, you know, those Barry scores, those James Bond scores, I mean, what is that? That's an orchestra with a twangy electric guitar in the front.
Right.
You know, I mean, those scores in the 60s and 70s were getting pretty close to rock band with orchestra.
That's right. And the drama somehow fits in. You know, the only thing I was worried about at first was that it would end up sounding bombastic. Because the idea of there being like a loud rock band and then like, you know, strings, that it would just turn into too much, you know, into kind of like mega syrup. But it fit really well. Yeah. I mean, I'm really excited about it.
Well, you know, I mean, there have been predecessors from the Moody Blues to Metallica,
right,
you know.
Right.
Did you go back to any of, I mean, did you have any of that ringing in your mind's ear?
I didn't listen to anything like that. You know? Yeah. I just waited for the tracks to come in and I don't know why. Maybe I should have. It just didn't.
No. I having heard the record, it sounds great. I've never heard of this orchestra, though.
Babelsberg.
Babelsberg Film Orchestra of Berlin.
Yeah, it's a film studio soundstage, and it's where Metropolis was made.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they're a film orchestra for that sound studio, and just great.
All right. So that album's going to be called Peaceful Ghosts.
Yeah.
And comes out on October 28th. But the latest album of new material is this record called You Know Who You Are. You took some time to make it.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that seems to be the Not a Surf way.
Right. Try and change that way, but, you know, it keeps happening.
Yeah.
That's all right.
It has lots of great stuff on it, but I'm going to ask you to go dip into your back catalog here for this next song.
Okay.
Can you do Weightless?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right. Matthew Kaws and Daniel Lorca, Ira Elliott, they are the band Not a Surf. And their latest album is called You Know Who You Are. This is going back a few years, though. I actually first heard this song on the band's MySpace page, which will tell you just how long this song's been kicking around. Here it is live on Soundcheck. The song is called Weightless.
Outside, just killing time and making noise. And outside, the daylight comes, the daylight goes, and weightless affairs are way less than airways make known. Stairways to stairs goes nowhere, but don't dream
That it's a dream, it is what it seems. That it's a dream, it is what it seems. Climbing from overstimulated states to hearing. Cold radio lights his place, but don't dream. That it's a dream, it is what it seems. That it's a dream, it is what it seems. Behind every desire is another one waiting to be liberated when the first one sated. Water skiing, the water's soft, the water's hard, yeah, at nights. A black birthday card, I threw it away, grown up lives. It's like eating speed of flying a plane. It's too bright, it's too bright. Outside, just killing time and making noise. And outside, the daylight comes, the daylight goes, and weightless affairs of weightless and airways make no. Stairways to stairs goes nowhere but climbing. Overstimulated taste to hearing. Cold radio. But don't dream that it's a dream, it is what it seems. That it's a dream, it is what it seems. White and black hats hide behind each other's backs all the time. Behind every desire is another one waiting to be liberated when the first one sated.
Once again, the band Not a Surf, and the song is Weightless. The band consists of Matthew Cause on voice and guitar, Daniel Lorca on bass and backing vocals, Ira Elliott behind our drum kit here in the Soundcheck studio, and more backing vocals. And I have to say, I had an ulterior motive, Matthew, in asking you to play that song today, which is I figured this would be my chance to see your fingers on the guitar and figure out what the hell you're playing. And I am as clueless now as I was 3 minutes ago. What the heck was that? It's like a lot of open strings.
Yeah. Well, I think it's from being a trio. You know, you kind of want to take up as much space as possible, and not have to choose between folk chords and power chords, and you kind of want to mix it up. But we can get on Skype anytime and trade tricks. I'd be happy to.
So when you're touring around and when Doug is with the band, how does he weave himself into songs that have been played as trio pieces for so many years?
Oh, he just does a great job. Sometimes we play the same thing, which is fun in that kind of stereo way. I was speaking with a friend last night about how on the first television record on Marquee Moon, Richard Lloyd's parts are all doubled. And that gives you this really watery sound. I'm totally fascinated with doubling. You know, like the Damned, Dave Vanian's voice is doubled on all those early singles, which is so interesting because you expect punk to be simple.
Right, right.
And yet here's this kind of layer of otherness.
But the Damned were an art rock band,
right, that's
masquerading as a punk
band. It's good to point
band.
That out. You're absolutely, yeah. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right.
These are the hands of a demented circus clown. Outside I'm nothing, but inside I'm really wearing a crown. I see you laughing.
And television too. I mean, you know,
yeah.
There was
not.
I mean, that's some of the most. You mentioned the album Marquee Moon. I mean, that is still the gold standard for
yeah.
duo guitar in the rock world.
And even if there's no real case to be made that they're a punk band, the fact that they were in that scene and helped create it really points out what a giant word punk is if you really open yourself up to it.
Have you guys found yourselves lumped in that category?
I don't know. Maybe by others. Certainly not by us. I would take it as a huge compliment because of the open-mindedness associated with that. But I don't think we can really make a case for the punkness.
But that hasn't stopped people from calling many different things punk over the years.
Absolutely.
And I think of the chorus of Popular, with those thrashing chords. If you're coming from listening to, I don't know, Donna Summer and Barbara Streisand, you might say.
No, you're right. Oh, but, I really want to give Doug credit because I was going off on a tangent there. But what he's so good at is embellishing and finding places to add without taking over and without sort of laying back too much. He uses James Honeyman Scott as his reference. When he first offered to play with us, he said, "Hey man, I just want to play some James Honeyman Scott." If you don't know, he's the guitar player from the Pretenders, and is so good at being really technical without being showy.
Right. Right.
So there's 20 doors around her heart, back and you could be love boys. I tore my knees up getting to you cause I needed to find out what the thing was for. I've been reading. Man, the time came to explore. I went ain't far cause I thought like I like it. Little tease, but I didn't mean it. But you mess with a good star, you gotta pay.
So this kind of gets us back to this forthcoming album where, again, there are songs that were written as basically trio pieces and that are now exploded into this huge cinematic orchestral canvas with the Babelsberg Film Orchestra. What was creating that set list like? I mean, were there misfires? Were there songs that just didn't work with orchestra? Things that you didn't think would work that really did?
Well, Martin Wenk, again, really led that process. And we had to leave some off, which is what happens with set lists at shows anyway, because we've got too many records to really feel like each one gets properly represented. But we leaned on the quieter ones, again, because of that fear of bombast. It was nice to have to put in the songs that had a lot of space. So I can't think of any specifics, unfortunately, but it was really a virtual discussion. It's not like we got to try them out, because there's no we're going to get together and jam with the orchestra and see how it goes, So this had to be planned way ahead of time.
Right, so there are a number of ballads where there is room for, the strings to swell and the horns to blast and all that kind of stuff. But then, the song that we heard at the top of the segment, Believe You're Mine, that you would think is a dense enough song that maybe it wouldn't admit an orchestra, and yet that works out really well.
No, thank you, and you're right. I mean, not to mislead anyone into thinking that it's a purely ballad-like record. There are some louder things. But yeah, that one in particular has that kind of John Barry sort of explosive timpani and offbeat hits, and hits in the sense that the whole orchestra goes bam.
One day I'll love somebody. Thank you.
There are a few songs where we stopped early because we just wanted to hear the orchestra play out, like, on beautiful beat. We asked the conductor, like, is it all right if we just kind of just bail at some point so we can just listen to that? You know, I was wishing there'd been time to have them just record the whole thing without us.
Mm.
Not quite karaoke, you know, just the orchestra only.
So one of the other songs that is both on the last record, on You Know Who You Are, and is coming in this orchestral clothing on the record Peaceful Ghosts, is this tune called Rushing.
Yeah.
And this is, I mean, Rushing is actually a pretty good title for this song. It has
wonderful.
A kind of a headlong momentum to it.
Right, a bit of a driving, hopefully. Sound good in the car, I hope.
Well, you don't have the film orchestra here with you, but can the three of you do it?
Sure, let's give it a shot.
Here's Not a Surf, live on Soundcheck.
Don't know when, and I feel like I can breathe.
Matthew, you guys are you're touring around, and when you get to Germany, you're going to have another chance to play with that orchestra.
That's right. There's a church called Nikolaus Kirche. I'm not sure. But it's in Potsdam, which is the town where that film studio is. And I guess it's that now that the score is written, it's so tempting to do it whenever we can, you know, so they were willing, and so I'm excited.
Right. So I guess there are parts written out, you know, for all the players.
Oh, yeah. It's a huge book.
Yeah.
It's like a giant Rand McNally map or something.
So you could bring it to any orchestra,
right.
I suppose.
That's the thing, is if they were willing to do it. Yeah, you could do it with anyone. I guess it's not so easy to find one. You can't just walk down the street.
Yeah, right.
But we'll see. We'll see. You know, who knows what the future holds. Maybe we can do it a few more times.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
And just out of force of habit, in introducing that last song, Rushing, I refer to you guys as a New York band because, of course, you always have been. But didn't you move?
That's right. I live in Cambridge, England, roughly half the time. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So well, we can still.
Well, Daniel lives in Spain, but we do everything here. I mean, it was, you know, we met here and spent 30 years here together, from school on to the development of this band. But this is really where we come back to practice and record and rehearse and everything.
Okay. So despite the far-flung domiciles,
yes,
still in New York.
I hope we can keep our resident card.
Well, let's see what happens in November and see how you feel then.
Oh, yeah, right. Good point.
The band is Not a Serf, and we're actually going to wrap up with a little bit of the song Beautiful Beat from this orchestral record, which is, you know, just another great example of how Martin Wink did a great job putting this all together. Yeah. I think the arrangements are great, and... Matthew, to you and the boys, great to see you again. Thanks
great
for coming back
you,
in.
Thank you so much.
This is Soundcheck.